Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Person of the year for Zelensky won't last. He's already fast approaching yesterday's man. This is my column for Unity News Network of 7th of December 2022. President John F. Kennedy, when once asked how he had become a war hero, as alleged have replied, "They sank my boat." I'm no fan of JFK, but at least he displayed that self-effacing sense of humour which marked many of the great men of his age. The same cannot be said of Volodymyr Zelensky, who's just been named as Time Magazine's 2022 Person of the Year. The only thing he has in common with JFK is that he's become a hero by default. Someone invaded his country. But if he's true to form, he will lap up the adulation inherent in the Time Magazine Award and entertain a further convoy of celebrities who seem, remarkably, to be able to visit war-torn Ukraine with impunity. Frankly, I was astonished that they did not bring him on at half-time with a number 9 shirt against Wales at the World Cup in Qatar. Volodymyr Zelensky is a one-man publicity magnate. He played a not inconsiderable part, along with his Western paymasters, in creating the situation that now prevails in Ukraine. They're fighting an expensive war, largely at the expense of other countries, including ours, and a costly one in terms of the lives of their own military, and, although nobody seems to care, the lives of the Russian military. These are their neighbours, and at some point soon they're going to have to make peace on some terms and get back to living in peace with them. Every day the war is extended and every life that is lost on either side makes that peace more difficult to obtain. Nobody in their right mind supports the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, but also nobody in their right mind can fail to see why it happened. The enemy bloc, NATO, which willfully refused to let Russia join it, extended its borders almost to theirs. They were on the verge of assimilating Ukraine, thus making the furthest border of NATO contiguous with the Russian border. This was something up with which Putin would not put, and having made little secret of the fact that he would, he invaded Ukraine. We had been preparing Ukraine for war since the middle of the last decade, and we continue to supply money and arms to them. While there's a certain logic in helping an invaded country to repel borders, nobody in the international community, with any of the clout needed to stop this ridiculous war, will admit that every dollar sent and each weapon that the Ukrainians receive extends the war and leads to more deaths and misery, the brunt of the latter being borne almost entirely by the Ukrainian people. Nobody's trying to stop the war. We're now less enthusiastic. I see fewer Ukraine flags around my city about this war, as the real cost is beginning to hit home literally. The war has contributed, amongst other things, such as the money wasted on COVID measures and our concomitant economic decline, which are all fueling inflation, to crippling energy bills. We're now printing, or whatever the digital equivalent is, more money to help pay for people for that energy. On the one hand, each household will see their bills reduced by £400, and I've just received £500 as an old age pensioner to help pay for my bills. In my case, I need neither the discount nor the additional payment, so that is essentially £900 wasted and multiplied millions of times over, another driver of inflation. But back to the great man himself, Time Magazine's Volodymyr Zelensky. My advice to him would be to make the best of the current adulation. Once the war is over, it won't last. You've been a good puppet to spearhead a war fought on behalf of the global elite. Once the war is over, you will be swept aside to make way for whoever it is they have in mind to really run Ukraine. I hope you didn't give up your day job.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.